Brilliance Audio. Star Mother by Charlie N. Holmberg. Performed by Christine Vam. Gretcha would be well for it, the midwife whispered to Gretcha's mother. She is fair and unspoken for. Gretcha's mother startled at the notion, but Gretcha did not. She took the suggestion reverently. There were not a lot of eligible bachelors in these parts. What better future could a young girl hope for than to be chosen by a god? While the talk went on, I surveyed the familiar faces and found one missing. Idlissi was not here. Curious, I slipped away from the delegation and returned to our home, where I found her in our shared bedroom, cocooned in blankets, staring wistfully out the window. Liss? I approached her. Leave me alone. But the torch. I know about the torch, she shrieked, then cowered into her blankets, apology written in her eyes. How could I not know? I can feel it even here. Pasha is young yet, and you are spoken for. I'm a prime candidate, aren't I? Her fear struck me like a dull knife running the length of my breastbone. Idlissi, they will only take a volunteer. And what if no one volunteers? She whispered. Why would no one volunteer? It's a glorious path to have. Is it so glorious to die? The spirit never dies. It was a verbatim quote from scripture. She shook her head like we spoke different languages and shifted her gaze back to the window. In an attempt to comfort her, I said, I think it will be Gretcha. Idlissi drew in a shuddering breath. I hope so. Pressing my lips together, I was unsure what else to say. I let her be. I did not return to the meeting, but to the beading on my wedding dress, which hung from a dress form in my parents' bedchamber. My heart twisted inside me as I worked on the gown. Was I naive to believe scripture? I wondered what would happen if no one volunteered. Would the sun punish us? Would he turn away? Or was Idlissi right? Would one of our women be forced to go? Eager for distraction, I focused on the task at hand. My wedding dress was simple, but lovely, cut from linen I'd woven with the aid of the village midwife, and edged with lace I'd braided myself. I thought to try it on, but found I could not pull it from the dress form. Instead, I went to visit Khan. I spotted Khan's profile on his back step, his head in his hands, the shadow of the forest across his lap. He looked so sorrowful, so stooped, so small. I approached with care. Khan? I asked. Cyrus. His voice was rough. Are you all right?
I am afraid,
he admitted. We all are. One never believes lore and legend will come alive before their eyes. Khan was such a strong man, and although he was always quick to laugh, I had never seen him cry. Now he seemed on the verge of tears. Khan, what's wrong?
Gretcha. Or Anya. No decisions came of the women's meeting. And now the council will debate between the two.
Anya. I had not even considered her. If Anya was chosen, she and her family would be honored for all time. But Khan's heart would break, for despite my best efforts, I knew he still didn't love me. Not the way I loved him. Not the way he loved Anya. And if I knew Anya, she would accept the call. She could not have the man she loved on earth, so why not end her torment in the most glorious manner possible? Leaving a kiss in Khan's hair, I left him to mourn alone and walked aimlessly, unsure of where to go. I knew how to make Khan love me more than any other, without breaking his spirit, without dishonoring my family. The problem was,
I would have to die for it.